Welcome back, everybody, to Flings, Rings, and All the Things. I am your host, Rachel, and I am joined, as always, by the reason I'm living, Sabrina.
Hi,
Sabrina. Sabrina and I haven't seen each other in a month. No.
I don't know now.
It's been a while. It's been a long time. A lot has happened. But how are you?
I'm doing good.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm okay. A lot has happened. A lot that I can't talk about just yet. I hate being one of those creators. It's like, I have a secret and I can't tell you.
I love it.
I know. But it's a secret I can't tell just because I want to make sure that all the ducks are in a row before I announce it. Just in case something goes wrong. So tune in to next episode in 2 weeks where I reveal the secret.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. Because hopefully by then all of the paperwork will be signed. But a lot is happening. My dad is doing good. For those wondering, he just had his first chemo today and it was such a long day. I was at the hospital from 8:30 in the morning and I think we got out around 3:45.
Wow.
Is when we left.
That's a long time.
Yeah. They had trouble finding his veins or getting a vein. So he got stuck 3 times,
Blech.
Which I love my father, but that man cannot take a needle for shit.
Mm-mm.
Like his full, like he, I don't know if he's overreacting and it is his journey, but I was like, I was holding his hand. I was being supportive and I know what it's like to get your blood drawn. Like I'm a chronically ill kid. I'm fully aware, but like his whole body would convulse. I'm like, Dad, you're going to make it worse. I know. I felt so bad. And then they had to call in like this specialist woman to go into this, to come in and stick him. Two of these nurses who were pregnant, which my dad, oh God, he's an older man. And he was like, they're pregnant. I didn't do that. And like, Dad, nobody thinks
God.
You did. I know. So I was like trying to get him to behave. And then this gorgeous woman who's like stick thin, gorgeous blonde hair, just enters the room like a goddess. She's like, I hear you need me. And I was just like, oh.
I do, yeah.
She had a nose ring. She was tatted. And I was like, this is the bitch who's going to get it done. Mm-hmm. She did it. It was great. And so like we were able to get started. But it was still like a really long day. And then, of course, like a lot of doctors talking about it, like what the process is going to look like even more. And I missed my chiropractor appointment because of it, because I had to go to the gym and I had to go home and I had to do groceries. Like things had to get done. And I had to come and record this podcast with my friend because I miss her. And I truly like, I'm so happy I'm able to sit down with you.
Yay. I miss you too. I did check. I went on my calendar while you're chatting. I was like, when was the last time? It was November 22nd.
Okay.
We put up your Christmas tree.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
I couldn't remember either. I was like, I don't know.
I know. I couldn't remember. But if we can't remember, it's been too long.
Yeah, agreed.
Yes.
Agreed.
But it's just been, life is coming at me fast and hard and with no lube.
Hey.
That might get cut. It might not, depending on my mood.
Eh.
But how was your Thanksgiving? I know some shit happened, but how are you?
Oh, good.
Yeah. How was the holiday?
So I went to Florida, as you know. It was okay. As you know, my cat died.
No, your cat was murdered.
My cat was murdered. Okay, yes. My cat was murdered. Two dogs snatched my cat from the front yard and killed it. Oh, my dog just sighed.
Riley.
But yes. Very, very sad.
Yeah.
And the shitty part is like we have a Ring camera, so it was all on the Ring camera.
Ugh.
Yep. No, I did not watch it.
I was gonna say,
wondering. No, I'm not a masochist. But yeah, definitely put a damper on Thanksgiving. It was awful to hear the news. So I heard the news first before I even got down there. So like I knew when I was flying down there, like one of the cats would not be there.
Which is so hard.
It is because like I got him one other cat together and they were like brothers.
Mm-hmm.
So like for me, I'm like, does he know? Does the other one know?
Is he okay?
Is he okay? Like he cuddled me the whole time.
Ugh.
I was like, he must know. Cause like this cat was like the favorite cat of the family.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody really liked him. My brother was so torn up and
ugh.
I was devastated. My mom felt so bad too. Like it was just, it was not great. And so we were trying to like do things to kind of keep our mind off of it. But obviously like we would talk about something and be like, oh, you know, that's what Joffrey, that was his name, Joffrey. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what Joffrey would have liked. Or like, oh, if he was here, you know, so it kind of, we got a little teary eyed a couple times, but like,
that's okay. Valid though.
Mm-hmm. But, that's it. It was definitely hard on that aspect, but yeah. Like my family, like other than that, like it was fine. Like it was just my parents, and then Molly came too.
Oh
yeah. And my niece was there. She showed up later though. So my niece was there and we played board games. You've ever played Obsession?
No. What is that?
Oh my God. It's the reason why we all have anxiety. So
I'm pretty sure there's other reasons for me, but continue.
So it's like this board game that's like a rectangle, and okay. You push the middle down and there's like a bunch of shapes and it's a timer. And so you have to put all the shapes into the middle of this like rectangle, and they have to fit perfectly, which by the way, they're not perfect. It's not like a rectangle or a square. It's like weird ass shit. Okay. Mm. You're trying to put together, you only have 60 seconds to do it. And then you're like rushing against time. And then when the time's up, it goes, and then it explodes in your face.
Oh, I think I remember like seeing like a commercial from Nickelodeon like a decade ago.
Yeah. 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 Kind of like Operation. You know how like Operation, when you would like hit the side, and yeah, make yeah. That noise is the same thing with Obsession. So yes, we played three rounds, of course. but it was fun. We did stuff like that. Tell me about yours.
It was good. It wasn't as relaxing as I hoped, wanted, needed. It still very much is, like, even though I was there, I was still dealing with, like, my dad's stuff, so I couldn't, like, fully leave, separate from it.
Yeah.
So that was a little hard. 'Cause I pushed going home by a day and a half, 'cause, like, my dad had doctor's appointments. And I, as soon as I hugged my mom, I started crying. Like, mm-hmm. I hadn't cried in a while. Like, I thought I was fine. I thought I was, like, coping, and I thought I was dealing with everything and handling everything well. And then I hugged my mom. She held me tight, and I just started tearing up.
Aww.
And she really took care of me. She was like, what do you need? Let's talk about it. And I did a crap ton of laundry because, like, I'd been putting it off.
Mm-hmm.
And like haven't been able to really take care of me, and then was able to go to the gym and spend some time. But then my dad had a meeting with a surgeon when we found out that surgery like isn't possible for my dad, because, and I quote, I don't think you'd survive it, is what the surgeon said.
Oh.
Because what they would have to do is like cut out a piece of his esophagus, cut out a piece of his stomach, and then reattach the two.
Okay.
And they didn't know if it would be worth it. Like, what would his quality of life be like if he can undergo a massive surgery?
Yeah.
And they didn't want to risk it. So we're switching to like palliative care. Like, we're going to try to kill the tumor.
Okay.
And then do immunotherapy like every 3 weeks after we get through the chemo and radiation and then reassess. So this is not a death sentence. This is just, my dad just has a 5.5 weeks that he has to get through.
Okay.
So
we have alternatives besides, oh God, surgery.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So that's good.
And luckily, since it's between stages 2 and 3, like they can't give us a definitive answer because they're gonna treat it like stage 3 no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
So it's okay. It's as okay as cancer really can be, I'll say.
Sure.
For a man of his age and with his health issues. And then my brother and I got in a fight. I tried to give him the news and it just like wasn't received well. He and I deal with things very differently. Riley, what do you have in your mouth?
What's in your mouth, baby? Oh, I was cutting flowers. So oh. that's the bottom of the stem. Don't eat that.
Don't eat that, bubba. But so yeah, so like it was, but the actual day we went to my mom's friend's place. I made my vegetarian pot pie. that is sodbomb.com. Mm. And they have like two little kids. So it's like really fun being with the little kids. Especially when everybody started talking politics. I had to get up. I was like, it makes me so uncomfortable. It gives me so much anxiety. I'm like, I'm going to go watch Mickey Mouse Clubhouse with the kids.
That sounds way better.
It was so much better. I regret none of it. And it's really great because the family that we go to, they have a wine cellar. And they are like, and Bob, his name is Bob. He's like, Rachel, what do you need? What do you want to drink? What do you want? And like, we went through it. But I couldn't get tipsy, couldn't get drunk because I had to be up at 5 a.m. to go back to Connecticut because I was working immediately on that Friday. But it was still like a lovely day, and it was just like really needed some of my mom and stepdad time. So it was a good holiday. I'm glad that I was able to go. I'm sorry that your cat was murdered.
Me too.
It's so fucking terrible.
It's awful.
Did you guys call? So you guys had to call animal control.
Yeah,
because they are domestic
control.
Dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we called animal control and the police because they were two dogs that were off leash that mm-hmm. had gotten out of clearly someone's backyard.
Yeah.
And this is not the first time they've escaped, apparently, because other people on the street had said that they'd seen those dogs before.
I hate these types of dogs owners.
Me too. And in my mind, it's... You can't be a pet owner. Like, if you can't properly, like...
No, I know.
You know?
Because, like, I selfishly would love to have a dog. Do I have the space for one? No. Do I have the time for one? No. But I'd be... Because, like, a dog would be living in a crate for 12 hours at a time, and that's not fair.
No,
that's not fun.
No, it's not fair. And that's, you know... It's funny because it's, like, I hear about those kinds of dogs. I'm like, today I dropped my dog off at daycare today. So it's just... It's
okay,
just so
Riley is a prince and is treated as such. Let the record show.
I know. It's just funny because it's like there's... Obviously, I'm angry with those dogs. But at the same time, it's like kind of...
It's
the owner's
fault. Yeah.
Yeah. So in my mind, I'm just like, those dogs turned out the way that they did
because of the
that.
Owner. Yeah.
Right. And like my dog... Well, that won't happen.
No.
It's not going to happen. So it's just really different, you know, like it's funny how like when you see any animal gets put through, and it always just makes me really sad because it's like animal abuse is
We
awful.
Don't deserve dogs.
No.
Dogs deserve the world. We don't deserve pets, truly.
Pets, yeah, in general.
But let's lighten the subject up. We are trying a new method with dating. Do you want to talk about it?
Yes. So Rachel and I decided to make business cards.
Yeah, we did.
They are so freaking cute.
Because we got this idea off of the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I think I saw like a TikTok or something. Mm-hmm. And Sabrina's like, we have to do this.
Well, there are so many, anytime I'm like out in the wild, I see so many guys and I'm just like, oh, he'd be perfect for Rachel. He looks just like her type. And I like don't know how to really like sell her, I guess you could say. Like I can sell anything, let's be real, but at the same time I'm just like,
I am a product.
Well, I don't want it. Yeah, I don't want it to be weird, and then like, you know, then I have to stop and like whip out my phone and show pictures and, you know, like give her your number. Sure. So it's like I needed something quick.
Yeah.
Example, at the grocery store the other day, and there were so many hot guys at Trader Joe's.
She texts me,
oh man,
goes, I could throw them up in the air and it'd be a frenzy.
Oh, 100%. 100%. There were so many. Okay. Sundays at Trader Joe's, that's where the hot guys go.
Okay.
That's what it is. I have learned
that. At least
that.
In our area.
At least in that. Yep.
Yep. Sadly, I am working this Sunday.
Yeah. Well, I don't even live in West Hartford.
No.
And I was there. I go to Trader Joe's. I love Trader Joe's.
I love Trader Joe's.
And I'm just like, wow, there are a lot of hot guys here. And I'm like looking at a few of them for him. I'm like, that guy made eye contact with one of them. And I was like, no, like not.
It's not for me.
It's not for me. Yes, I am checking you out, but not in that way. Like it's for someone else, you know, like but you can't say that because he was like staring. And
yeah.
It was
yeah.
awkward. And then if I had the card.
If you had the
card.
If
I had the card, I could have just slipped it to him.
So we made business cards with my IG QR code mm-hmm. on it. And it says, you should date my friend.
I love it.
On the
I
front.
I love it. It's
and
so cute.
It is so cute. And then on the back, it says my name, my age, my location, my IG handle. And then, tired of dating apps? Reach out to my friend Rachel and tell her Sabrina sent you.
Yeah. So we're like an MLM.
We're recruiting for Rachel's pyramid.
Yes. Yes. Tell. Yeah.
And then the best part is I have a friend, Chris, who was actually who's going to be a guest on the pod when we talk about women's health mm-hmm. and women's like workouts, because he is a personal trainer and he's a man that I trust.
Oh, fun.
And I told him about it. Because I like sent it on Snapchat to people like to be like, this is happening and so funny. And he was like, give me some.
Yes. Yes.
So I gave him a stack. I don't know if he's given any out yet. I don't know.
Does he know your type?
Yeah, he does.
Okay.
Yeah. He was like, what are your requirements? I'm like, has to be 6 foot, has to have a good job, not bad teeth, and not a bad looking face. Like the bar is on the fucking floor. He has to treat me well. Like, please.
Okay. Well, I can't tell all of those things.
I know.
In a Trader Joe's, per se. But height, listen, I can tell.
Fill my DMs.
Fill your DMs.
Because truly, like, I'm back on the dating apps. And I hate myself for it.
No.
No, I don't hate myself. It's just...
So tell us how. How did this happen?
I'm not enjoying myself. No, we're going to keep talking about the cards and then we'll talk about it.
Okay.
But then I made cards for myself.
Mm. Yep, yep, yep.
Because I don't like to go up to men in public. I am so scared.
You know.
Sabrina makes fun of me every single time.
Oh, absolutely.
Because I am so, like, my anxiety will just rise. I'm like, oh my God, what is happening? But so I made a card that says, hey, I think you're cute. Also with my IG QR code.
Yeah.
And it's like, only if you're single.
Only if you're single. Only she if does single. Specify that.
Please. I'm not trying to be a homewrecker. And if you're not single, just like, please just like be like, thank you so much for the compliment. No, thank you. So I made cards as well that it when we go out to bars in January, whenever I have freaking free time.
Mm-hmm.
To give those cards out.
Yeah.
Because I think it's a great... Because I think I have a card. I think I'll feel better. If I have a prop.
Well, we'll test that theory. Anytime we go out, Rachel's like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to talk to someone. We're going to, you know, we're going to meet guys, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay. Okay. Never has happened. Never has happened. In fact, I tried to convince her that some guy was flirting with her, and she's like, absolutely not. No, he wasn't. No, he was. Like, yes, he was. So just.
I am not used to men flirting with me. I have always been in public. I've always been like the overweight girl, like the duff friend designated ugly fat friend.
That's what that stands for?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. I don't consider myself ugly by any means necessary, but I do know that like some people might perceive me as such.
Rude.
I know. How dare they? So I have like started to get my really what's changed my confidence is working out and stuff. And I'm starting to feel a lot more comfortable in my body and in myself. So I men flirting with me, like men don't come up to me in bars. So why should I go up to them? But now I'm like, let's try. It's not working. Let's try.
You gotta try.
Which brings us to our story.
Yeah.
A man was flirting with me recently, and it took me 4 days to realize it. Sabrina, tell him your side.
This was the guy that.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Rachel was like, "Oh, I think he was flirting with me," and I was like, "Are you sure?" She's like, yes. I was like, that's great.
And then I gave examples.
Then she gave examples. Some of them were dirty.
Yeah.
But then it turns out that he had a girlfriend.
This man has a girlfriend.
He has a girlfriend.
Because he and I were working on a show together. And I thought he was flirting. Like, I thought, like, he probably was.
Doesn't mean he wasn't flirting.
Oh, no. He booped my bun. Literally, my hair was in a bun. He walked past me. He goes, boop.
Ew.
I know.
Don't touch me.
And then he, like, I'm sitting on one side of the theater. He walks over to specifically untie my shoe, because I was, like, my feet were up on the seats,
mm-hmm.
and just walks away. And I'm like, what the fuck is happening?
That's old school stuff.
Oh, I know. And then we were in the booth because like we were dealing with something. And then I said something like, oh, I have to do this, my guy. He's like, oh, is that what you're calling me?
Ew.
I know. And then the conversation, like somehow it got on to like brought up safe words. I kind of blacked out. But then it kind of solidified that like, oh, this guy is flirting with me. Mm-hmm. He also went out of his way multiple times to make physical contact with me. And that's when I kind of, the light bulb went off, the green light went off. I was like, oh, this man is like into me. Mm-hmm. So it's opening night of our show. And well, before that, let's back up. I was telling Sabrina all of this. And what did I text you? I said, a man is flirting with me. He's a coworker. And then you said, but I'm glad you think someone is flirting with you, though.
Yeah, that was the bar for me. Just because you never think that anybody is. So I was like, oh, great. I didn't even ask if it was like valid. I was like, oh, that's great that you think that now. Okay, great.
So I said, blank, blank, blank. He's working on a show I'm working on right now and is deaf flirting with me. Took me a few days to realize it. Then you said, are you interested? And I'm like, he's not my usual type, but for a drunk makeout or a one-night stand, I don't know. Maybe see where things go. And then you go, and then you go, LMAO. And I was like, what? Go, not your type, but willing to sleep with him? It's just funny. And I said, I mean, long-term type. And what's wrong with the hookup? I enjoy the attention. So let's talk about the difference between a hookup, friends with benefits, and like a relationship.
Yes. Because I did not understand the difference.
It's been... Here's the thing. When Rachel starts drinking, my inhibitions go out the window. I want a warm body and somebody to play with.
Oh, goodness.
So, like, I knew that we were both going to the opening night party. And I was like, oh, maybe we'll like have a little drunk make out. Maybe like that'll be it. And I'll be thrilled.
That's so funny that like that's what you want to do when you get drunk. Have a little drunk make out.
Oh, 1,000%.
I just want to eat a big ass slice of pizza.
Oh, I also want that after the make out. So I was like, okay. But I show up to opening night. And who does he bring?
His girlfriend.
Stop. But he doesn't introduce her as his girlfriend.
Ooh, I don't like that at all.
Introduces her just as her name.
What?
Yeah. So I'm like, okay.
Like, who are you to him?
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
So then hours later, I ask his friend and our other coworker. Mm-hmm. I was like, who is so-and-so to him? And she goes, oh, his partner. And then she looks at me and says, we hope it stays that way.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Like, they hope that she and him are going to stay together.
This bitch is borderline cheating, though.
Yeah.
And with that comment, it sounds like he has had issues in the past.
No comment. I don't know. This is my first time working with him. So, but like I was fully down for like a hookup that night. And then you go, well, don't you have so-and-so? Because I do have a friends with benefits.
Yeah.
He lives in New York, so I don't get to see him often. But like if he and I are in like close proximity, like chances are we are hooking up. But she's like, what about so-and-so? And I'm like, well, that's my friends with benefits.
And I was like, what's the difference?
So here's my thing. I think a hookup is like just random and like a one night stand, like somebody who you're probably not going to see again.
But are they super hot or is it just it doesn't matter?
So the guy who I was flirting with me, like I wasn't super like physically attracted to him, but like emotionally I was.
See, that doesn't sound like a hookup then to me.
No, because I figured like the sex would be good.
Okay. I just think, okay, so I always think of it as like hot and heavy, take your clothes off situation, like that. And that's normally like an attraction only thing.
Mm-hmm. I guess. I don't think that's wrong.
No, I was just curious.
Yeah, like, I just like...
Or like maybe that's more one night stand.
Yeah.
So like you haven't met the person, but like...
You see them in a crowded bar.
Yeah, and you're like,
oh. You have a great night. You guys are flirting and then you take it to Pound Town.
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay, so that's that. And then he was... different than that though.
I don't think so. I think he would have been under a one night stand because like if it happened, it did not happen. Let's set the record straight. Absolutely did not happen.
And it won't.
And it absolutely will not. And yeah. And then I think like friends with benefits, it's just like you and the other person both know that like you are emotionally not going to get attached. Mm-hmm. But as many romance books that I read, it never works out that way.
I know.
What book are you reading that you hate right now? Because that was a very
In my mind, I just think of it as like, I can't sleep with anybody and not be attached to them.
I think that's fair.
So I always would get like hurt that way. So it would never work out for me.
I'm not like that.
No, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Because my current friends with benefits, I don't give a shit if we never fuck again.
Really?
Really, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I would like to. Like, it's a good time.
Yeah.
But.
So he's like a scheduled thing. Like, he's in a, like, your Tuesday or something.
No.
No?
He lives in New York.
Well, he's flown in on like a Tuesday before.
He has not. He came in on a weekend, my guy.
Oh, I thought it was during the week where he's like, hey, I'm in town.
No.
While your parents were here.
No, that was a weekend.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, meh.
Like the last time I saw him before that was August. And then I saw him again in October.
Yep.
And now it's December. Don't know when I'm going to see him again.
Is there another play rolling through? He's your traveling man. He's like a salesman, the traveling salesman.
Traveling dick.
Oh.
No, but I, like back and in like, the day. And he and I are friends. Like, it's, we are friends first. And it's just, I have no romantic feelings towards him. I have no, like, want of more. It's just, we get together, we have a good time. It's great.
So, the difference between a friends with benefits and a hookup. What is the difference comparing these two guys in particular?
I think a hookup happens and like it's a one night stand or something that you want to happen again. I guess. I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't know. That's why I'm saying like I don't know what these mean. I've never had one.
A hookup or friends with benefits?
Both.
Okay.
So I don't understand what they mean.
I think, I honestly, I don't either. Like, I think what we can say is like a one night stand is a one night stand. Like, it's just hot and heavy. It is what it is.
Yeah.
A hookup is like somebody you're hooking up with that you want romantic feelings with.
Mm-hmm.
And then a friends with benefits is just a friend with benefits that you don't want romantic feelings with. And a situationship is something that you haven't defined what it is or what the emotions are or what the rules are. And you're just kind of in a relationship without defining that you're in a relationship.
I hate that one the most.
I know. I do too.
Yeah. Out of all the ones we've talked about so far, I hate the idea of that one so much more.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I'm like, if I'm dating somebody for 2 months, I'm like asking them, what are we?
Yep. Oh, 100%. Well, even before, there's a pre-screening for me.
Oh, absolutely.
Where I'm like, are you looking for this?
Are we on the same page?
Yeah.
I do not have time or the energy
to
be like, to see somebody on a first date. Because if you are not wanting a long-term commitment, I am not going to waste a date on you.
No, it's
I'm not
going to
try and change your mind. Mm-mm. I'm not going to be like, I can change him. I'm worth it. No.
No, Rachel.
When a man tells you what he wants... believe him.
Yes. Preach.
When a man tells you he wants to move to Georgia, believe him, even though he didn't.
But that's okay, because he gone from your life.
He is gone from my life. Fuck him.
Yes. On to the next one.
For my loyal listeners, we found out because Rachel's a stalker.
No, Harrison brought it up. That's how we even looked.
And then I spiraled.
And then she spiraled because you don't say like, well, what if he never left? Because then of course she's going to be like, oh my God, what if he never did?
Yeah.
And then she, of course, spiraled. So no, it's his fault. That's not your fault.
Okay, well, let's blame
I don't blame you.
Let's blame his let's blame your husband.
Yes, it is his fault.
Because I'm not proud of this.
No.
But like, I went on his mother's Instagram.
As you should.
Which I had since blocked. Like, I had blocked it, unblocked it to look, and then reblocked it.
At least you reblocked it.
Yeah, I did. And looked, and according to her, in August, my ex now lives in Massachusetts, which is not far from me.
No, it's not. And he was supposed to leave in April,
right? He was supposed to leave in April, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So he clearly didn't get the job, clearly did not move, and we broke up for no reason. But whatever, he didn't deserve me.
That is correct.
He was not man enough to fight for me and was not man enough to try.
Yeah.
So, fuck him.
That is correct. But yes, you can't say things like that.
No, you can't say that those things to me because I will spiral. The cancer in me will like, I will marinate over, like, somebody said one thing to me once, and I will marinate on it until I can't stop, till, like, I'm done thinking about it.
Oh, of course. No, I don't blame you. That is not, like, one of those, that's not an oh, Rachel thing. That's a, damn it, Harrison, why did you do that? Like, yeah. Why did you say that? Because, like, obviously you're going to spiral. Like, it would have been the backup.
It's not his fault.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Don't give him grace.
Okay. Like, should I have better coping skills? Yes.
No, but that's not fair. Like, because, I mean, even if it were me, if someone had said that to me, I probably would have looked too.
Yeah.
In all seriousness, I would have looked too.
Yeah.
Because
he also doesn't have social media. And I blocked him on, I even blocked him on Venmo.
Venmo, right?
I blocked him on Venmo. Yeah. Snapchat was like his only two things of quote-unquote social media, and I blocked him on both of those, and I don't plan on unblocking.
No, and that's good. That's really healthy. But I mean, like, even like the short spiral that you did, you know band-aids ripped off, you now know the answer. You don't have to worry about it.
Yeah,
like thinking about what if, like, you now, you know that. Yeah. He didn't, like, you know for sure he didn't,
and he didn't come back and fight for me, so.
Right, so it's like, it's done. Like, that's that kind of like solidifies everything.
No, and it took me a while because I was, after I found out, I was hurt for like a couple days.
Of
like,
course
it did,
you were hurt.
It did sting, and now I'm just like, all right, fuck him, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
it did like put like a final stamp on our relationship.
Good.
Like, it finally felt in a way like closure.
I like that.
It took me a while, but it took me a couple days, but I am glad that it is where it is.
Mm-hmm.
And my next person is going to be incredible because I deserve that.
Yes, you do.
I do. But so I am back on the dating apps because I drank. No, let me set the scene. Okay, so I have these two friends, Kevin and Trav. Kevin and Travis, if you're listening, hey, I love you. They are a gay married couple who are a power couple and are absolutely insane. I love them so much. So we were, after our party, after opening night, they were like, oh, come to our place and we'll play games. And I was like, okay, sure. So, of course, we start playing games. And then there's a little voice in the back of my head that goes, let's find a man to talk to.
No. No, Rachel.
I know. So then it led to me voicing that thought. And
they encouraged you, didn't they?
They absolutely did.
Oh, my gosh.
Travis goes, can I do it?
Oh, my goodness.
So we sat there for like 10 minutes building my profile, and they made the prompts. And like, one of them is like, I'm known for being wild, but really caring.
Wow. Wow.
It no longer says that.
Okay. Let's say, maybe don't put that.
No.
Wild, but really caring. Okay.
But they did pick out great photos of me.
Yeah, they did.
Because I'd sent you those photos, but I did change the prompts when I was in a sober mind.
That's probably for the best.
And Yeah, it's fine. I don't really think anything's really going to come of it. I think I might just delete them again because I really don't have the time to date.
I say do it.
Between work, my dad, the thing that's happening.
Yeah, but like if you find someone on there that like you're very interested in, you'll make time.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I know I'm right.
Fuck off. I am though. I am swiping a little younger though.
That's okay.
I'm like swiping like because I'm trying Facebook dating for the first time. Mm-hmm. And I'm at like 25 year olds.
That's okay.
So
listen, they're legal. It's fine.
I know.
I don't see anything wrong with as long as they are matured out, because I have been out on dates with guys who are like significantly younger than me and they're fantastic.
I know.
And then there's you know, sometimes the old, they're like, oh, the older guy is going to be more mature. Not true. Not true at all. So you never know. Just give people a chance.
Yeah.
Again, as long as they're legal, because that should be, you know, your age.
No, limit. I don't think I'd go lower than 25. Like, his frontal cortex needs to be fully developed.
That's good. That's a good indicator.
Like, I need you developed.
Well then.
It's true. I do.
No, that's okay. You're no Leonardo DiCaprio. So.
No. Because I think, like, if I get to, like, 35 and I'm still single, like, I'll date a 30-year-old. But, like.
Okay.
Because I'm, like, 28, I'm not going to date, like, a 23-year-old. That's like, a different world.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Yeah, right now, I guess it is.
Yeah, that's, like, yeah.
But, yeah, once you're, like, when it's 30, like, 30s and up, I get it. Or like if you're 40 and you're dating a 30-year-old, that makes sense to me too.
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
But yes. So I'm in favor of you staying on.
Okay.
I didn't want you to get off of the apps anyways.
I very much enjoyed it. I enjoyed the break. Yeah, it was necessary. I'm sorry, am I boring you?
No, you're not boring me. No, I think you should try. And then obviously you're not obligated to swipe. That's the thing. Like, you can just set it down and forget about it.
That's true. And now we have the cards.
That's right. Is there still a limit on swiping?
Yeah,
like a time limit?
Yeah.
Oh,
number
shit.
Of people that you're swiping on. Yeah. On Bumble.
No, a time limit. Sorry. Like how long you can respond.
Yeah.
Okay. Well. That makes sense, because like you can't just set it down and forget it. So it's basically you got to check in like once a day kind of thing.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
And Tinder deleted my profile immediately, like after a couple days.
Are they still like reviewing it or?
Let me check. Because I went to log into Tinder last night and I was knocked off.
I don't understand why they thought you were a catfish. Like, that doesn't make sense.
I don't know. Because they were like, your profile is under review. Like, because it specifically said once you verify your profile.
Well, normally when you verify your profile, it's like you take a selfie.
Yeah, it says your selfie is under review. Once the review is complete, we'll unlock your account and reinstate your profile.
Did you take a selfie?
I did, yeah.
Did you do one without makeup?
I did.
Do you think maybe?
No.
Okay. Because I know that happens with me. Like, glasses and no makeup, different person.
Yeah.
It's like Superman.
But, yeah, but there's some men having some conversations. Maybe I should put more effort into
responding.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's how you meet them.
I have 10 text messages right now.
From on the apps?
No.
Oh.
No, on my phone. I got distracted.
That's okay.
So much is happening.
No, that's okay. Good things. Good things.
Cinnamon. All good things. Yes, yes, yes. All good things.
Yes.
But I am ready for a break. But yeah. But know that I'm not getting one.
No, you got to push forward.
I know.
It's December now. We're coming up to Christmas and New Year's. This is the perfect time to talk to people, too.
You think so?
Absolutely, because this is the time that people go home to their parents and they get so fucking bored that they go on their phones. And they start swapping.
Flapping.
Yep. So this is your day. Get in there.
It's my time to shine, baby.
Your time to shine. It's true, though. Thanksgiving, you better believe everybody's under the table. Or hell, might even be out in the open texting on their phone.
Mm.
Doing something. Oh. And that's your chance. Just go in there.
That's my chance to be different.
Yeah. Come up with a fun line. No, don't come up with a fun line.
No, I need to, like, because the way I'm sending messages right now, just like, hey, handsome, how's it going? I'm just like, I'm putting very little effort in.
You're funny. That's your line.
That is my line.
Mine was always just, hey. Or good morning or whatever time.
Well, apparently, like, men don't like that. They want, like, an actual, like, conversation starter. And I don't have the energy.
No, I don't have that either. I'm not, like, I don't know. That's too much. Listen, the only thing I'm doing is interviewing you. That's what I'm doing half the time. So, I mean, I could just interview you.
I know. I was like, can you just do this for me?
Yeah, and I considered it, but I know we'd have different conversations.
And different types.
Oh, yeah, but I figured, like, girl, you like to dirty talk. I do not.
See, here's my thing. I only do that after I have, like, dated somebody first.
Oh, okay.
Like, because I've learned that, like, if you're not sexual with a man, he will lose interest, but that's not the type of man that I want.
So then you're not going to dirty talk?
I will after a first date, after he sticks around for a little bit.
Oh, okay.
He's got to earn that shit.
Oh, I just don't get it. I don't know. I cringe.
That's fine. You don't need to. You're not the one doing it.
No, that's true. That's true. Also, dirty talk to me is, I'm going to buy you a gift. Yes, please tell me more. I got you some Taco Bell. Hot.
I did the dishes.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a really good one.
As we know, Rachel loves when men do dishes for
her.
Yeah.
See, that's my type of dirty talk.
I don't blame you.
But unfortunately, those things are not until after you're dating them.
I know.
Not before.
If a man asks me, what do you need? What can I do? Please let me get on my knees.
Wow. And praise the Lord.
And praise the Lord. Oh. We're terrible.
Yeah, but that's okay.
We're terrible. Yeah.
Well, I'm not a liar.
No, you are not. Sabrina is a lot of things. A liar ain't one.
Mm-mm. Nope. Nope.
Nope, nope.
Are you coming to my gingerbread thing on Friday?
Yeah.
Yeah, holiday is Friday. The 20th.
Like, yeah, I'm coming. I got to get myself a gingerbread house.
Me too.
I'm so excited.
Me too.
You get to see me twice in 1 week. How will you survive?
Yes. I think I'm going to make this latke board.
Oh my God, I saw that.
You saw it?
I saw that
on
Instagram.
It's so fucking cute,
right?
It's so fucking cute. So I'm going to make a latke board.
Love it.
And then maybe I'll do like a hummus board and like... I don't know. I'll do all kinds of like fun little treats.
Yeah. What do you want me to bring?
I'll hand the food this time. You guys just do the thing, the box, the house,
the gingerbread house.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let me know if you want me to bring alcohol or anything.
I guess because I don't have any, or I have whatever's left.
Okay.
I wasn't planning on drinking, to be honest. I was just gonna get sugar high instead.
All right, I might do an edible then.
Okay. Yeah. Before you start decorating?
Yes.
Oh, that could get dangerous.
Fa-la-la-la-la-la.
Yeah, for real. For real. Oh, Harrison said he might leave the house.
Why? We're fun.
Well, he's like, I don't want to be barred to my room. Because like when we're out here having fun, he's like, he has to hide away.
Why?
I don't know. Because he doesn't want to play. I don't know.
Fine.
I know. Lame. That's okay. We get the whole house to ourselves.
I know.
I like it. I'm like, bah.
So. Gross. If you can't infer from this conversation, Sabrina is throwing a like gingerbread house making party type thing.
Yeah.
With like a bunch of our friends. And I am very, very excited.
Yeah. I've only decorated a gingerbread house, I think, twice in my life, maybe. And it's always just like, what's with the kit? And
yeah.
It's always sad.
Yeah.
So I wanted to hit up like the Dollar Tree and just get like a shit ton of stuff. Like chocolate bars and like, you know, those like nonpareils, like the snow caps.
Yeah.
Like perfect for the roof. So I'm going to get those and like gumdrops and all kinds of fun stuff.
Love it.
So I'm very excited.
I'm also excited.
Yeah.
I am going to have to leave my gingerbread house here though.
You're always leaving your shit here.
Okay, you want my mouse-infested apartment to have a gingerbread house?
Yes, you gotta feed them, too.
No, the fuck I don't.
Rachel came home to a dead mouse.
I did. I have, in this current apartment, I have always had, like, mice issues. Like, they only slap a Band-Aid on it. They fucking refuse to actually do anything about it.
You're not the only one. Another one of our friends had the same issue.
Yeah. And I found mouse poop on Friday on my counters, and I was like, oh, fuck, they're back. So I immediately called and was like, hey, get the exterminator over here ASAP. And then last night I came home after a 12-hour day of work, and I heard like a squeaking.
Oh, no.
Oh, I know. And like most of like half of my apartment was dark, and I'm like on the phone with my mom. I think I was on the phone with somebody, and I like come in, I drop everything, and I like go to the bathroom because I had to pee, and then I hear it again. But like I'm on the phone, so like I think like it's something outside. Like I can't really tell where it's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
I walk out of my bathroom, on my floor is a dead mouse just like sprawled out,
no!
And I was just like, oh,
it's probably suffering.
I know, but it was, and I'm like paralyzed because I hate mice. If they are alive and in front of me, I freak the fuck out.
Oh, some of them are really cute.
Fuck off. No, I do not fuck with mice. So I am like paralyzed in my bathroom, and I keep like going out to like look and see if it moves to see like anything. Like I start making noise, nothing. So I think it died after I got home, which is so sad.
Aww.
Cause like, I don't want an animal to suffer, but like get the mice away from me.
Yeah.
So I am like in my bathroom pacing, like, what the fuck do I do? I can't leave it. Like I need to get rid of it. Mm-hmm. Like I can't do it. So I like put my big girl pants on. Well, first of all, my pants were off. Because I came
so
home.
You actually had to put your
I had to put my big girl pants on. Because when I come home, I take off my pants and my bra. Because it was like 9 o'clock at night. I did not foresee myself needing to leave my abode.
No.
So I have to go down my hallway. So I have to go past it. And I'm like freaking out. And then I go to my kitchen and I start looking. Because I'm like, because I didn't really know if it had just died or if there was another mouse in there, in one of my traps.
Yeah.
So, because after Friday, I set up traps. I checked the traps. Nothing. I'm like, okay, so it's this. And I don't want to touch it. So I grab a glue trap, put it on top of it, and then put it in a plastic bag and then run it to the dumpster outside. And then when I got in my apartment, I immediately washed my hands, freaked the fuck out. And I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I did that. And I was so done. Like, I am so done with my apartment. Like,
So then, did it die from poison? Was there poison?
I don't know. I think there probably was still some poison left from the last time.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, I don't use poison, but the exterminator who comes in does.
Does, yeah.
So, like, I don't leave poison lying around. I don't, like, I just have traps lying around.
Yeah.
So, like, I looked at my traps and none of them seemed out of place. So like it didn't get injured from that. So it had to have been from poison. So yeah, I've had mice problems. They always put a Band-Aid over it. Like it's not something they actually fix. And I'm just like, I'm so sick of it. I am like, I fucking hate mice. And like the fact that like, cause for a while I slept with headphones in. Because, like, I didn't want to hear them running around.
Oh, that's gross.
Oh, I
like,
know.
It wasn't even, like, to prevent it. It was just to cancel the noise.
Oh, yeah. So, because, like, I did everything.
Yeah, it doesn't. Unfortunately, if the apartment complex is infested, there's nothing you could do. It's kind of like with roaches.
Yeah.
Because, like, you could put the poison down and they'll scatter. And then once the poison's gone, they'll come back.
Yeah.
That's kind of how it works, sadly. Yeah. Not to freak everybody out, but that is how it works.
And I am so done. So that was me being a big girl this week and reminding myself that I can do hard things. Because I just... Oh, so gross.
It happens. Some of them are cute, though.
Okay, then you can live in my apartment.
No, I'm good.
Didn't think so.
We did get treated for rats last year. Not rats, but mice last year. Harrison saw a little mousy mouse run across the floor.
Yeah.
He was like, it was so cute, but it needed to go. So we had someone come out and they have traps, I guess. And it's a quick poison because I was like, you're not going to like they're not going to suffer, right? They're like, no, it's not. It's not. It's a quick instant thing. And I was like, okay, cool. And then they put steel wool everywhere.
That's what I've done. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I put steel wool in the holes that I can see.
Yep.
I've also like taped over those holes.
Yeah. That's another good way too.
Yeah.
And we haven't seen one since.
Yeah.
Have I heard stuff? Yes. But I don't know if it's like a squirrel on my roof, mm-hmm. or a mouse. Cause you can't tell the difference.
No.
They're not in the house, but it sounds like it's like on the roof somewhere.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, okay. Cause like Riley and I will just be like listening. And we're like, what the fuck is that noise? But yeah, they're cute, but not when they're walking on your kitchen countertops.
No. Get them off. Mm. Get them out. Get them off.
Gross, gross, gross.
Well, we're going to end it there. This episode has been a roller coaster.
Yeah. Pest control, sponsor us.
Please. Please. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Tell us all your secrets.
Tell us. Still, nobody emails us. Somebody is going to email us and tell us a story. We don't care what story it is. Just somebody email us a story.
Or ask a question. Or if you just want me to keep it to myself, I will gladly keep your secret to myself.
I know Sabrina is the secret keeper.
I am. I just want to hear stuff.
All right. We love each and every one of you.
Bye.
Bye.